It's been 6 months since the Coalition lost a landslide election to Labor. At the time, I spoke with Charlotte Mortlock, who is Executive Director of the Hilmers Network, which seeks to recruit women to the Liberal Party. I spoke to Charlotte about what went wrong.
If we're being really frank about this, we do reviews, we do recommendations, we don't do anything. And the reason why it's so hard to get change is pretty much because there's a lot of ambitious men in the party and they say they want to support women, but the second there is a conflict between their own ambitions and actually creating reform that would create cultural and systemic changes that are needed to make our party more electable, to make us have a potential future, that's all dashed.
That's Charlotte Mortlock. So has the Liberal Party learnt the lessons it promised to learn after the election, or is the party doomed to keep repeating history? Well, Charlotte Mortlock from Hilmers Network joins me once again. Charlotte, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me on, Sally.
Has the party made progress in the past 6 months on learning the lessons from the election?
Look, I think we made a good start. I think when we elected Susan Lee as our leader, that was a really important signal to the public that, you know, we're picking up what you put down. We saw that you wanted a more modern version of our party. And I actually am also not afraid of kind of some of the tussling as we search for our soul after a defeat. I'm totally think that that's healthy. But I think kind of it has probably descended into a more chaotic period over the past few months. And I think that's such a huge shame because it's really crowding out an important opportunity for us to make the case to the Australian public about what we're capable of.
Chaotic in what way? What do you mean?
I think there has been this pressure that actually there's been a pressure on us to formulate policy right after this massive wipeout from the election. And that pressure was not actually driven by the Australian public. They couldn't give two hoots what we were doing because we just got smashed. It was driven by people inside our own party. And I actually think it probably came from a place where a lot of people were nervous of a drift to the centre after Peter Dutton's wipeout. And I think that some of our own members and MPs have really probably done a bit of a disservice because we were having conversations and we are having conversations that are, in my opinion, are 2 years premature. All we needed to do right now is to critique Labor because we are stuck with their policies for 2.5 years, whether we like it or not. And I think that we kind of need to get over this God government complex and start acting like we are in opposition and holding the government to account.
How can a party hold government to account if it doesn't have its own policies sorted?
Oh, God, I don't think that's ever – it's parties never have policies directly after an election loss, like if you're in opposition. You need to be able to say, hey, this is the policy that you have set in place. This is your legislation. You're failing on this metric. You're failing on this metric. You know, power prices went up by 30%. You can easily make the case without saying this is exactly what we would offer because you need – I think that's populism. Like if it's populist, if you just say, oh, we need to come up with something right now and meet people where they're at, I think that that's the good thing about being in opposition, that you can go away and formulate things and really make a good case to people.
You were talking about some of the comments being made by members have done a disservice to the party. What sort of comments are you referring to?
I don't think it's necessarily like a comment particularly. I just think that Susan, I think, is doing an incredible job and she actually is really aligned with Liberal values and her speeches that she's done really resonate with me. I think they resonate with lots of Australians, not only women. And she could be a really unifying leader, but I think that we have struggled in the past when we have moderate leaders, example, you know, Malcolm Turnbull. But like when Peter Dutton said no to The Voice, there were lots of moderates that wanted to vote yes and did vote yes, but they didn't cause the disunity and the distraction and the muddying of his message the way that I think a lot of people are with Susan. And I think there's been this series of double standards where, you know, they can commit to net zero as they all did under the Morrison government, but Susan can't. And while there was no pressure on Dutton to have policy formulated and rolled out for 18 months after an election loss, Susan had to do it in the first 4 months. And I think that that has been, that disservice.
Who are we talking about here? Who's muddying the message?
Oh, I mean, it's I think there's a real, there's not one particular individual. Like you see, you, it's constant. It's every day in the media, there's a different person. Even there, a lot of them are like sources, they're leaking. And I think that we're not giving her any clear air to actually be able to persecute the case for who she would be as leader.
Where are the votes and where is the future for the Liberal Party? Is it in the middle, or is it taking the party further to the right?
I think that we will probably enter a stage, and I hope that we start speaking less about left and right. I don't think that that has done the world any favours over the past decade. I think we've got hyper-focused on that. I think the way for the Liberal Party to win back is to be exceptionally pragmatic and to talk to people about things that they care about. One thing that I know that is resonating very much with parents at the moment is childcare. And I don't think that the Labor policy of funneling everyone into daycare centres when daycares are on their knees and crumbling, as was shown on Four Corners, we can't make the case for the options that we would have and the alternatives that we might be able to provide if there is that continued muddied water. And so I think that that childcare is a really good option for us to have a point of differentiation from Labor. I think obviously cost of living and housing, like they're the natural ones that you would go after. But there are some other things as well. So, yeah, I think that there is real opportunity for us.
Charlotte Mortlock, thanks for being my guest again. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.